what we have here is a very open, broad park space with two fountains at the entrance, two large fountains. They're actually made of three cascading pools, and a brick and concrete pavilion. Within the ground are the seals of the five services, military services, branches, as well as a United States seal. And under the United States seal are sacred soils, pieces of battlegrounds that our military forces have fought in over time. There's everything from Civil War battlefield dirt to pieces of the Berlin Wall to sand from Iraq, all actually contained, placed underneath the U.S. seal.
And the new Veterans Park is, what, some 13 years or so in the making, yeah. Design phase and such?
Yes, it's interesting. In 1999, we completed plans to create something called Veterans Plaza, which we built. It was a very small little sliver of park that wound up only with one monument honoring the Vietnam War. But because the land up here wasn't available until last year, we were just unable to build out the original vision. So much happened in between year 2000, when Veterans Plaza with that one monument opened, and today, about a year after the park originally opened, the attacks of September 11th took place. And we had a spontaneous sort of moment where people started coming to Veterans Plaza back then and put out flags and had an impromptu candlelight vigil. And I think I've been here for 17 years, and that has remained seared in my mind.
How do you envision this space really becoming part of Atlanta in the years to come?
A lot is going to focus around what the Atlanta History Center does. One significant example is the way we're doing interpretation in the park, telling the stories of those veterans. And on six columns, there are interpretive signs showing historic photos, historical photos about wartime service. And you'll be able to take your smartphone, click on a QR code, and then actually listen to veteran stories in their own voices from our veterans' oral history collection.
We were only actually firing for, I figure, for approximately a minute and a half, maybe a little longer. And then we were trying to abandon ship. And then the Frisco comes up, shells us.
We realize Veterans Park cannot be fixed in time. We're going to continue to collect stories through our Veterans History Project. We also have a partnership with StoryCorps to collect stories here at the Atlanta History Center. And we intend to make the online content that's accessible from the interpretive panels here in Veterans Park. We're going to change that over time as we collect voices, collect stories, and continue to make this park a place that will change over time.
So veterans, as they come to remember and visit the park, you hope that they won't just stop here at the corner, but will continue on into the History Center and perhaps spend some time recording their memories and tributes.
Absolutely. We tell Atlanta's stories, and I think foremost amongst the stories that we'd like to tell through this park, those are the stories of veterans.